Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. These are the high and the holy days that we are living in right now. And today is the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, that is called in Hebrew Sukkot, because the scripture says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 42 to 43, for 7 days, you must live outside in little shelters, in little booths or sukkahs. All native-born Israelites must live in shelters. This will remind each new generation of Israelites that I made their ancestors live in shelters when I rescued them from the land of Egypt. Now this autumn feast of tabernacles, or the feast of Sukkot that we call, and there are 7 days of celebration that is going on in Israel at the moment, and all of Israel is shut down. It's on holidays, but these are not holidays, but these are holy days of the Lord, and these feasts are unto God. These feasts are for the glory of God, and God desires that everyone who has experienced Passover, that means you have experienced the forgiveness of your sins and deliverance from the Pharaohic bondage from your life, and the Lord has redeemed you from darkness and has brought you into the light. He brought the people of Israel to himself, and they were journeying in the land, in the wilderness, before they could enter the land of Canaan that flows with milk and honey. What does wilderness typify? Wilderness typifies today that we are living in this world, and the world is a wilderness experience till we go to heaven and into that land where Jesus will come, rule and reign, and it will become a land that flows with milk and honey for us as Christians. And in this wilderness experience, the Lord wanted the people of Israel to know and believe that He is their provider and He is their protector. So if you would see in the wilderness, they did not labor, they did not do anything, but they followed the Lord God Almighty wherever He went. And the Lord provided them light in the night through His Shekinah glory. And in the daytime, it was His presence, a cloud of covering. Similarly, for you and me today, the Lord's light will lead us and the Lord's glory will cover us and provide for us. Every day they were provided manna. Every day the Bible says for 40 years, then none of their clothes wore off, neither did their shoes wear off. They did not have cobblers or tailors or pharmacies or doctors. God was their healer. God was their provider. God was their protector. And God was the one who kept them safe in the daytime and in the nighttime. So, what does tabernacles remind us? It reminds us that we have been freed from the power of bondage of Satan, and now we have been brought unto the Lord Jesus Christ to live in His presence day and night, trusting Him for all our resources, right? Trusting God to provide our needs, our wants, and our desires, and every day we will depend on Him. That is why the Israelites were commanded to remember and rejoice in these days. The first day will be a Sabbath. This last day, the eighth day, will be a Sabbath. And there is a deep meaning. I'm teaching the church on the Feast of Tabernacles. Yesterday I preached on the Sunday service. And the coming Sunday there'll be a part two that I'll be teaching again. But what I'm trying to say is that the focus of our attention is Yeshua, from where our help comes from. He is our help every day. In this world, there is turmoil, there is pain, there is sorrow, there is suffering. But in Christ, the people of God will be preserved, protected, provided for, and prosper in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I bless you in the name of the Lord. And let's say a quick word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful season, the high and holy season of the Feast of Tabernacles, that you mishkan with us, you dwell with us, you desire that the people will remember the Lord God Almighty brought us out during the Passover from Egypt and then brought us out unto Himself, to live in the glory and in the light and the Shekinah of Jesus, of God Almighty. And I thank you for that, God. Today we remember, today, Father God, for the next 7 days, we remember, we rejoice, we thank God for our deliverance, for our redemption, for the forgiveness of our sin. And Lord, that how beautifully you provided our ancestors manna in the wilderness, how beautifully you provided them waters to drink in the wilderness, how you were the shade and the light in the daytime and in the nighttime. You led them by your very hand. And today you lead us by your very glory and your very power that lives within us. And we thank you for that, God. I pray, Lord, for the flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses. Today, Lord, I release your anointing upon them. You will bless them, O Father God, and you will prosper them. I also pray for the ones who may be sick. O Lord, we believe that they are healed and made whole because you are their health and the strength of their life. You are the one who, that by the stripes of Jesus, they were healed and made whole, O Father. I thank you. We bless you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And we magnify your holy name because you are a good, great, and a glorious God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. And I speak the blessings of the Feast of Tabernacles to be your portion today and also for your family today and hereafter. God bless you and bye for now.